It's the 22nd of February. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. According to data provided by His Majesty's Revenue and Customs, seven businesses operating Bedfordshire either purposefully or mistakenly underpaid their staff. The payments received at these companies fell below the national minimum wage. One of the worst culprits was Connell's Residential in Leighton Buzzard, owing 23 workers individually almost £743. Bedford Battery was right behind, with 45 employees due £719 each. Also on the local list of pay offenders out of over 500 named nationally were Leighton Buzzard-based Sequins UK, Bedfordshire Flower Company Limited Westerning, EasyJet and Ranstead Solutions, both in Luton, also Sandy's Laville Limited. A body pulled from the River Great Ouse near Willington matches the description of 78-year-old Gregor, who has been missing since the 29th of January. Posters for the missing Gregor have been seen around Bedford for the past few weeks. The body was discovered last Sunday. Retailers in Biggleswade will be implementing two solutions to solve their shoplifting woes. The first is Central Bedfordshire Council's Radio Link programme, which connects their CCTV operators directly to local businesses using radio, allowing for a quicker police response. The second is ShopWatch, which allows shop owners to use the same handsets to warn each other when suspected shoplifters are spotted in their stores or in the vicinity. A CBC letter commented, "Significant reductions in shoplifting and alcohol-related disorder are being targeted." Stagecoach bus services 9, A, B, C and D from Bedford to Hitchin has been revamped to include a transport option to Stevenage. Stagecoach East's Managing Director Darren Rowe said the new route would allow residents and visitors to make the most of both great destinations as well as other places along the route. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.